This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coming up in about 5 minutes here on the show, Giannis and the Bucks try to make it 9 straight as they visit the Pacific Northwest. It is the Daily Tip for BetQL presented by BetMGM. Let's get into NBA Monday here on the show, Kate, starting with the Celtics at the Pistons. Celtics laying 11.5, the Celtics minus 650 on the money line. Pistons plus 450, total set at 229.5. Do you have a side here?
I think I would lean towards the Celtics to cover on the road here. They just are coming off of a loss against the Phoenix Suns. Yes, this is a road game, but the Pistons have been so bad. I mean, their roster has just been decimated by injury this season that even though this is a big number, Boston has showed that they can cover big numbers in the past, and they have no problem doing it when both Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown are on. And so far over these last couple weeks, those two have been shooting the ball pretty well. So I would lay the big number on the road here. I don't think the Pistons are going to be much of an issue tonight.
Yeah, I go back and forth here. I think I would probably lean Pistons here, and I'm a little scared because as good as Boston is, they're only 1-7 against the number in their last eight. And while I'm not a big Detroit guy, this season as a double-digit dog, they're 8-4-1 against the number. So I think I would lean Pistons, but at the same time, I have no business whatsoever and no interest in, oh, I'll grab the Pistons. Like, I'm not betting on the Pistons ever.
Yeah, no. But those are good numbers that I didn't know. I mean, that might change my mind a little bit. As much as I don't love to, are you a big against the spread numbers guys where you'll follow and bet based on the ATS trends?
Yes, to a point. I'm someone who likes trends a lot, but also there's two things that I also look at. A is matchups as far as, for example, if you're the Hawks are terrible at guarding big men, right? They play terrible defense. So if you're a big man going up against the Hawks, then you can have a lot of success. Maybe that factors in, or maybe you look at a player prop. And then also injuries, as you know, you always have to take that into account, because assuming that everyone's going to be healthy is a fool's errand in the NBA. That's hardly ever the case. So I think those are two other things I look at.
And that could be the case tonight for Boston. They could just sit someone and rest on the start of this road trip. And, you know, against a team like the Pistons, this might be the perfect time to do it. So maybe wait until the injury report's out before you bet this game.
Let's stay right here in D.C. where the Wizards are hosting the Cavaliers, Kate. The Cavaliers laying 3.5 points. They're minus 155 on the money line. The Wizards plus 125. Total set at 218 in the hook. Are you going to bet this game? Initially, I wanted to lean Cavs, but here's the thing. In this spot, when they're playing on the back end of a back-to-back on the road, which is what the Cavs are doing tonight, they're 5-11-1 against the spread in their last 17. So I thought, okay, I'm going to roll with the Wizards here. They're 6-2 against the number in their last eight, but they've blown two 20-point leads in consecutive games, and Bradley Beal is questionable. So I guess I'll lean Cavs, but this is going to be a no play for me.
Ooh, if Bradley Beal is questionable, I would probably lean Cavs too, because the Wizards' offense kind of takes a nosedive when he's not in and available. I might lean towards the under in this one if Beal also isn't there, because the last time these two teams played, I mean, they both shot fairly well from the field. They both rebounded really well. A lot of offensive rebounds for Cleveland, so some extra points there. And it still didn't go over, 114 was the final in overtime. So an under here doesn't look half bad if the Wizards' offense is going to be without Beal, and then the Cavs on that back-to-back a little tired in this one. Maybe the legs aren't in them for the shooting. So I might lean towards the under here.
Let's go up the road to Brooklyn. Now, this will be fascinating to watch because, of course, the Nets without Kyrie Irving now. Clippers are in town. Clippers laying 6.5. They're minus 250 on the money line. The Nets are 2-1 on the money line, plus 200. Total set at 218.5. I'm going to roll with the Clippers here. I'm sure there's going to be a bit of maybe relief for the Nets that Kyrie is gone because clearly he's been a distraction. But I'll tell you something. The Clippers with PG, with Kawhi Leonard in the lineup, have been playing much. And they've finally been playing together. That was the problem early in the season. Like, when are these dudes going to play together? They're 7-2, both straight up and against the spread in their last 9. So I'll lay it with LA.
I'm not going to bet this game. And I don't hate the LA look because they have looked very good with those two finally consistently back in the lineup. They're finally the team that I thought they would be early in the season. But I think I would have to go with Brooklyn tonight because why wouldn't this Nets team want to do a big screw you to Kyrie and say, we're 6.5-point underdogs at home in this game. We can win this one without you. I could see the Nets showing up with a little bit more aggression, energy, maybe some defensive intensity tonight and win this game just outright, just to kind of poke it to Kyrie and say, yeah, we don't need you anymore. We're glad you're gone. That type of a thing.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Clippers are a very good over team on the road, and to that end, the total has gone up a point from 218 and a hook to 219 and a hook. And Chicago, all right, I want to get your thought on this because I am all over the Bulls tonight, laying 10.5 points. Bulls minus 600 on the money line. Spurs at plus 425, total set at 237.5. Where are you going here?
I just don't think the Bulls should be 10.5 point favorites over anyone ever because they're so inconsistent. They're so up and down. But if that's what the book thinks, that's one of these lines where I'm like, that's so wrong. Bulls can't be 10.5 point favorites over anyone, but yet it is. And so I kind of feel like that's the right side tonight. And I mean, against the Spurs aren't great. They're on the road. I just don't trust the Bulls and I'm not betting on them anytime soon. I would just prefer to sit back and watch them be volatile and up and down and go through those emotions there than actually have some money on the line with them. So I would stay off this one. If I had to pick a side or a lean, I would actually take the over 237.5. I know that's a big number, but Spurs games go over all the time. And the Bulls can score. They don't play a whole lot of defense, but they can score. So I would look towards the over in this one.
I'm going to lay it with the Bulls. I really like the Bulls here. And I know it's a huge spread, but you got to hear me out. First of all, here's the thing. Spurs, worst defensive team in the entire league by a long shot. And yes, here's the sabotage factor. They're 5-1 against the number in their last 6 games against Chicago. That said, this is why I discount that trend. Spurs 0-7 against the number in their last 7 games overall. Also, I don't know who is going to suit up for the Spurs tonight. Keldon Johnson, their best player, questionable with an injury. A ton of other guys are also on the injured list. And the Bulls in their last 11 games in Chicago, 8-2-1 against the spread. I'm going to lay the big number with the Chicago Bulls. Coming up shortly, we're going to head to the college ranks with the Duke Blue Devils trying to make a late run in the ACC. She's Kate Constable in for Chelsea Messenger. I am Michael Jenkins. And if you're listening to us as you're driving to work, we appreciate that. But on your drive home, listen to our boys, Nick Costas and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet. They give you the latest odds and insights before the games get underway. It's all on BetQL and all available on the Odyssey app. in Utah tonight. Jazz laying 9.5 hosting the Mavs. Jazz minus 450. The Mavs plus 340. Total is 220.5. The reason why this number is so big, Jazz went from minus 5 to Jazz minus 9.5 because Luka Doncic will not play. He's going to miss his third game in 10 days because of a heel injury. Doesn't look like Kyrie is going to play either. You're going to lay this huge number with Utah?
Yeah, I think you have to here. No Luka, no Spencer Dinwiddie, no Dorian Finney-Smith. There's three starters right there. I almost think that this Mavs team just kind of waits until Kyrie's ready to go and starts integrating him a little bit more over these next couple days and then turns it on. But tonight, without those three in the lineup for Dallas, I can't lay that number on the road. I think this is a spot where Utah just kind of rolls them.
Yeah, I think you're right. You make a very good point. It's not just Luka, right? It's Spencer Dinwiddie. Yeah. It's these other guys as well. So they can be really shorthanded. And the Jazz tend to play very good at home. So I'm with you there. It's a big spread. It's moved a lot, but it's still probably the right side here. Let's head to Portland where the Bucks are in town. The Bucks are laying 4.5 points. The Bucks are minus 190 on the money line. The Blazers plus 155, the total set at 239.5. Milwaukee, the hottest team in the NBA. They've won 7 straight. The number has come down 0.5 point. So some money on Portland because it opened at Milwaukee minus 5. Where are you going here, Kate?
You know what? I think I like the Bucks in this one. But one of the angles that I always take on the Bucks is in the first quarter because they're the best first quarter team against the spread. They're 4-1. Against the spread in the first quarter in their last 5 road games. They're 4-1 overall over their last 5. And they lead the league. If you bet on the Bucks in the first quarter this season, you are up 13 units. That's pretty good. Yeah. So yeah. I like to back the Bucks in the first quarter, especially Portland's not the best first quarter team. They're not the best first half team. They start off a little slow, oftentimes have to climb their way back into games. So I'll take the Bucks.